夸，侯宽夸。
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
侯宽夸。
Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said, Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. You do not have to adjust your dial. You have to adjust your television, your radio, or your internets because we are back in full force. I am back in his house. I am the one called Spike on the Mic, and we are here to give you this award-deserving show. And when I say we, I'm talking about people we like to call the resistance fighters. And with resistance fighters, it means that they are here to fight the power to resist all the... think of a big word here. Wrongtrocities that are going on, and we will answer them for you. So when I'm talking about we again, the resistance fighters, let me introduce the crew. The man coming at you from the sunsets of the Burma shade. We like to call him the one, the only, Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
Sticking like a virgin on prom night. Excited for the show, baby.
Whoa. So, if you, being the virgin, are you the guy or the girl?
I'll never. Depends on what night of the week it is.
Okay. All right, then. We're here for one reason, and one reason only, ladies and gentlemen. He is known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how are you sticking?
I'm fighting the ability to resist right now, even as we speak.
A true, true resistance fighter. There he is. All right. And to make the show even prettier, as our crack pack reporter, she is known as Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like somebody whose arm is mostly healed.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You were damaged goods for a little while.
I was very damaged goods. Yes.
Oh, yeah. So can you do a push up now?
Probably.
Oh.
I haven't tried because I don't do that, but I probably could.
Okay, and a man from an undisclosed location next to the man with the big ears. We don't like to say where it is because it's called Mouseketeers. He is my man, Hanging Chad. How you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy coming off a night of big band karaoke.
Wow,
big band karaoke.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, when they put the band behind you.
Yeah.
Full-on band with backup dancers.
Nice.
So were you
backup
like...
backup dancers and singers.
Were you catch a Rising Star?
Yeah. We were at Rising Star last night.
Oh, man. I was going to call you Ricky Ricardo. Were you Ricky Ricardo?
It was pretty fun. If you have never been, you should check it out.
Even if you're just a spectator, it's loads of fun.
Okay, I'll come back to you in a minute, but let me go ahead and introduce the guy who put the sounds through your eardrums to make you go au fond quoi. He is the man known as PW. PW, how you sticking?
Au fond quoi.
I'm sticking with all the runcrosity that you mentioned earlier.
Oh, yeah. Really? That's not the big A word of the day, but just know that. Now, back to you, Hanging Chad. You said something to the matter of fact that you did karaoke with a big band?
Well, I put my name in, and I didn't get called. We sat through three sets, but you got to get there early to get on stage. But the whole crowd participates. So it's a lot of screaming and drinking. Yeah.
Explain this. So you go to this bar, karaoke bar,
mm-hmm.
and there's a band there. And then everybody goes forward and sing in front of the band like
yeah, so there's a full band on stage. There's a drummer, bass, guitar, you know, two backup singers and dancers. You have the announcer guys up there, and wow. It's loud, and there's full stage lights like a concert.
Yeah.
And then they put you up, they call your name, they put you up on stage, so you're backed by this whole band, the music's super loud, and you just get up there and sing your heart off, and the crowd just goes wild.
Yeah, there's a place in Clearwater to have live. They call it live band karaoke, where you sing. Where they got or the, instead of a DJ, there's a band playing the song.
Right. Yeah, it's the best way to do it.
Damn. Oh yeah, so much fun.
Billy, yes. Is the name of that place in Orlando?
Yeah, yeah. Rising Gas, Star. Have you've never been to Rising Star in Orlando?
Rising Star. No, not in Orlando. No.
Yeah.
They have a place. They have a place on the beach in Clearwater over here that does it. I've done that one before.
Yeah, you can karaoke in front of a live band. That sounds cool.
It's probably
a line out the door to get on stage, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, you got like you said, you got to get there early.
No,
yeah, because you get your name on the list earlier, you won't get the thing.
Because Chad, you said your name was in the hopper, but never got pulled, huh?
Yeah, I sat through three sets and three breaks and finished my beers, and I was like, okay, I'm out. And by that time, it was pretty late.
What was your song?
Yeah, I'm gonna let's pull the curtain back.
It was Santeria by Sublime.
Santeria by Sublime.
I no idea who that is.
I have to look that up.
You don't know Sublime?
I don't know Santeria or Sublime.
Both, neither one of them. So yeah, they kept going.
But I'm gonna find out.
That's what we're gonna do. You and I both voice. We're gonna find out who in the hell is Santa Maria. I think that was one of them reindeers, wasn't it? Was that one of them boats that the Christopher Columbus
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
With a Mayflower.
Serious.
Well, I like to do Itsy Bitsy Spider.
It's karaoke.
That'd be great with a band behind you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, okay. That sounds like it'll be a real crowd pleaser. Not. Hold on a second. Speaking of that, I listened to last week's show. Thumbs up to you, Hanging Chad. You are the man for filling in. You know, when the emergency happens, you filled in like a champ. And I dig the game you played when nobody could interrupt, Billy.
Yeah. Although, yeah, whenever I do it, I always worry I won't have enough material. And then at the end, I have like pages of stuff I never even got to.
Yeah. And like the game thing was great. And damn it, I just lost my thought.
Except the questions were a little too hard.
Yeah, there were. No, ooh, somebody got one of the questions right, I think.
Or the contestants probably are a little too.
So that too.
Blow.
So, this is a skull. We're just doing a brain skull. We're just shooting it. We're just chopping up the fat right now. So going back to you, Hanging Chad, when you were preparing these questions, nowhere in your mind you was thinking, ain't no way in this world nobody's going to get these.
No, because I didn't even read the questions first, and it's off a website that generates questions.
Oh, no.
Hell of a show prep.
He
gave away his secrets.
Yeah really. Damn. And listen, I'm sorry. I got dudes because I wasn't here, and I enjoyed the show. That, hey, Siri, we going to the moon thing was kind of cool.
Actually, That is something
I want to... I'm going to participate more in. I mean, it sounds like a boring nerd thing, but damn, you can say, hey.
Boring nerd things are the cool things now.
Sure.
That's the sexy thing. That's what's going to get you the ladies.
Yeah.
I know how far this Artemis mission is from the moon, and then she's be like, give me your number.
Yeah.
time to break out that old stamp book.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Ladies are all of that. Stamps now. Yeah.
All of that and brains.
Come here. Yeah.
You
have an Alexa? Hey,
yeah.
We can find out about the Orion mission.
Serious.
Moon.
Well, listen, this is not what this whole show is about, but it is what
it isn't?
We talk about. No,
it's not.
Because PW, we haven't done this in a long time because the people that are listening to the show, they're wondering what are the three things that we normally talk about.
The past, the present, and the future.
Oh!
Wow, that was crazy. As soon as you hit that button, my headphones went out, and I didn't hear anything But then I saw people moving. And I said, well, we must be talking about the past, the present, and the future.
Yeah, we did the whole dance, the music.
There it happened to me too, but you just follow PW's cues. You just copy his square, and then you're kind of on beat.
I want to not totally agree with following PW's cues, because at any time now, your screen will say, stand by.
That's true, yes.
Whenever he stands by, we should all stand by.
There it is.
And we, you know, he may have to go to the restroom. We, you know, we never know what happens.
Please stand by.
When that happens, you know, it kind of brings the show down to a less audio effect. But
well, you know, if you want to keep complaining about that. Open Gangnam Style.
I'm excited.
Complain about this too. If you want to complain about that, complain about this.
Yeah. I'll give you something to cry about.
My headphones went out again. What just happened? Listen, we've taken a poll, and we decided that we are not playing that song on the show ever, ever, ever again.
I didn't vote in that poll.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a good chance that song will be played again.
Well, sometimes I have to play it just so that you can say that we're never doing it again.
Oh, okay. How about this? Let's start this show with a little thing called topic changing music.
Ooh. All right, that must mean we're changing our topics from all the baloney we just did to new baloney.
Yes. No music, though.
Yeah, oh, okay.
I was thinking, man, I'm really having a hard time.
You're not hearing the music.
Nobody is. It's dropping out like it's noise canceled.
It might be that button that you didn't know what it did earlier.
No, that's all fixed.
Wow, okay. Huh. Thank you. I thought it was me.
This is where Spike says the topic and PW repeats it.
Yeah.
It starts and then it drops out like it's being noise canceled.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, okay. Whew. All right, well, I'd like to call this topic here. We're going to need a whole new fire department.
We're going to need a whole new fire department.
All right. You guys got to tell me, how does this happen? Is this possible? Okay. So in about 3:30 p.m. back in December, a couple of days ago, firefighters from a place called firefighters from Blackman Leon Department of Safety dispatched to 8400 block of Seymour Road, somewhere in east of Jackson, Mississippi, okay? In Jackson County.
They're on their way.
Well, when they got there, there was a small barn that was engulfed in flames, and they could not save it. The whole barn was destroyed, and the crews were there for about an hour and a half, and with no animals or people were injured in this fire, all right?
Oh, good.
Sounds like no big deal. Here comes the thing that kind of twings in Spike's brain. Okay. What do you think was the cause of the fire? Now, I'm not saying they, I'm talking about the Jackson County Fire Department, the Henrietta Township Fire Department, and the Grass Lake Township Fire Department. What do you think they called was the cause of fire? Gas man? I go with gas man. I already said, sorry about that. Gas man, what do you think they claimed it was the cause of the fire?
Bolt of lightning strike.
All right, okay. Voice of reason?
Well, I know that sometimes when a barn gets really old and kind of hazardous and dangerous, they will use that to practice on. The fire department will come out and start the fire themselves.
We didn't start the fire. Okay, all right, then. How many Hanging Chanman?
Christmas light.
Ooh, damn.
Topical.
Yeah, really. And Miss Billis?
Spontaneous combustion.
Ding. PW, you have a point on this?
No.
No.
Right. Now, Billy hit a nose on the head. I don't know what she looked at the story or she just...
I didn't.
Oh, it was...
Spontaneous combustion.
Spontaneous combustion. Now...
Yes, combustion.
Here's the part that I fail to believe. all these fire department and agencies are saying that the cause of the fire was a small amount of wet hay that was stored in the barn.
Okay.
They say that if you can compact a small amount of wet hay together with the chemicals released, it can spark a fire. Who on this planet believes that wet anything can start a fire?
I do.
That's...
Billy, you were mentioning something. Are you?
I think that's no. I think that is possible because the wet compacted hay generates heat.
Get out of here. Okay. All right. No,
yes, it does.
Hello, second. Gas man, you around flammable stuff. Do you believe that?
I have heard that before. That like farms with hay, they keep it away from water and make sure it's all dry when they bail it together. Because I have heard of that happening. Whether it's some kind of a bacteria mixed with water or some kind of oxidation that mixes with the water that can start to hay on fire.
I learned today that I am not the only one that falls for these weak Jedi mind tricks. Hey, Chad, are you on board with wet clay starting a fire? I mean, wet hay starting a fire?
No, this sounds like somebody's kid burnt down a barn or something, and they're covering it up, and they don't really have a good excuse. They fill in all the blanks with spontaneous combustion.
Yeah,
combustion.
That's what I believe. Voice of reason. What say you?
When we were kids playing in the hay, the farmers did not want us in there because he thought the hay could catch spontaneously combust and start a fire.
Yeah, I'm good with it. PW,
This is a real thing.
It's
the hay just blows up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A lot of times, little infants, their diapers will burst into flames.
We had a hay bale in a barn, my grandmother did, and we wanted all the cousins, we were little kids, wanted to play in the barn with a hay bale, but we weren't allowed to do it because of snakes.
Oh, yeah. I see, all that's logical and makes sense. Yeah. It's hard.
You know how much fun it is to play in that when you're a little kid playing in
it
that hay, jumping.
Yes.
And
like, oh.
Towers and yeah. Towers of hay.
Oh, yeah. You build a fort in there. And she wouldn't let you go because of snakes.
Yeah. I think
fever.
Don't snakes live in hay? And then the whole family like went out there and got all the kids out of the barn. It was stupid.
But hold on a second. This doesn't sound like what Hanging Chad said. They're just trying to hide the fact that this is probably arson. How can wet hay? I mean, I was in a Boy Scouts for a couple weeks, and I was a wee below and all those things. But wet hay just doesn't seem like it can start a fire. And I'm going to march down the street with pitchforks and everything, because when things on fire, first thing they do is throw water on it. So
There's little rocks that you can put in a lamp and you add water to it and it produces a flammable gas. You just pour a little bit of water on this chemical and...
Are you talking about pop rocks?
No, but I have one of those lamps. I used to use them in the mines.
When they carbide.
Put stuff in there
carbide.
That's
carbide
it.
Lamps.
Carbide lamp. Yeah. Right. You add water and it produces a flammable gas.
Well, I thought that was a BS statement. I wanted to call it a fake fish story, but because even though it's on the internet, all news is sometimes not real news. But what can I say? The majority of resistance fighters believe that wet hay can start a fire and burn a barn.
This is from the National Park Service. Okay. Rags and towels soaked with oils, including cooking oils, hot laundry left in piles, large compost, mulch, manure, leaf piles, and moist baled hay can spontaneously combust in the right conditions.
No way, really?
Get out of here.
That's excellent.
Like, okay, so this needs to be a little kid science experiment.
Yeah, really.
Well, you can't. It's one of the things is saying if you keep it in small piles, it won't happen because the heat can dissipate. But if it's a big pile where the center is wet, the heat can't dissipate out of that. And it slowly, there's like chemical reactions.
Right.
Maybe I think the water causes decomposition or something like that. And those chemical reactions.
Combustion.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Combustion. And
right.
Those chemical reactions just keep generating heat that cannot go so eventually that he gets strong enough to start a fire.
Have you guys
snakes can't live in that.
Yeah. Look it up.
Have you guys ever seen that show MythBusters?
Yes.
Yeah.
Watch it all the time.
We need to send this to that this to them because
the show doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
They shut down a couple years ago.
And I'm guessing the catch is because they're saying conspontaneous combustion.
Yeah. Conspontaneous combustion. Yes.
They can't recreate it. That's why they can just use that as a term.
That's not true.
Yeah. I want to say false, no. And with that, I'm just going to go ahead and say we need to do a topic of changing.
Because.
Well, I guess it does.
Can you hear the music now?
Yes.
Do you? All right. We're having spontaneous combustion.
No.
Once somebody talks, the music goes away.
Oh, okay. I don't think I can help that.
Thank you, Spike, for clearing that up for us. All those things I heard and we read were untrue.
Right. This is kind of like a feel-good story. I like to call this story...
All right, wait. Don't tell the story. I changed a setting. And let me see. Can you hear the topic-changing music now? Is it staying with us?
Yes.
All right, that was a Zoom setting.
Oh, awesome. So now we're Zooming. Huh?
We're Zooming.
I like to call this...
Well, that was the fastest topic. Now we're on to our next topic.
Yes.
Zoom. This is a topic I like to call the wheels on the bus go round and around and around to the tune of about $300.
All right. The wheels on the bus go round and round and round to the theme of $300.
Tune.
Oh, the tune. Oh, not the theme. The tune.
It's the end theme.
Yeah. All right. And I'm thinking most of the resistance fighters are going to agree with this or... say this may be too much of a big brother because more than 120 school buses in the central Daphne district county are going to be installed with cameras on the school buses.
Okay.
Somebody typing something?
Yes. Sounded like somebody. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The stenographer is busy at hand. All right. What happens is, this school buses are not going to be installed with license plate reading cameras. So they're saying that, everybody knows that when a school bus is around, you're supposed to stop or slow down. These come to a complete stop, right?
Right.
Well, now all these buses are going to have these cameras on there so they can take a picture of your license plate.
Nice.
Stop and go around their thing right there. Is this a good thing or is this a big brother's taking over? Gas man.
It's a good thing to protect kids because when I was a driver, you'd be surprised how many people will go around a school bus to get wherever they think it's more important than the safety of the kids, so I have no problem with it. And the police can't be everywhere to catch them, so I don't have a problem with that. Yeah. And plus, the police have license plate readers in their cars.
Sure.
Anyway. Nothing new.
Yeah. Okay, how about you, Hangman Chad?
Yeah. Sure, it's fine. I don't know. It's kids, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't want anyone to get hurt. So,
yeah, Miss Billy's.
I also agree that it's a good thing because I used to, when I did work in an office, my drive, I would frequently get caught behind said school bus, and it would make me late for work. But I would see people like just whiz by it, like literally whiz by it. It was crazy.
PWs?
I'm for knocking off a little kid every once in a while. You know.
Yeah, of course.
Then the
yeah, really. Yeah, how about you, Rob?
I tried to whiz by a school bus once, but then as it pulled away, everybody can see what I was doing.
Oh, yeah. Right. You were just a guy whizzing. Yeah.
All right. So the thing says that when the red lights are flashing and the arm extended bar is out there, if you violate that, that's going to be a $300 ticket. So I'm thinking that's really going to slow down any of the stuff if it's actually been happening. But then I'm thinking there's probably going to be, like, you guys seen those red light tickets?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are somewhat considered unconstitutional. Have any of you guys ever got one?
And well, not red light. I got the toll booth one recently.
Oh yeah, well yeah, those I've got one of those recently. But the movie, the red light tickets, like if you under the pass it under the intersection, right, and the light turns red, something like that, it flashes and takes you
there. Right.
Now, have you guys gotten any of those?
I got
$263. That's what the ticket is.
Yeesh. Yeah, actually, I've gotten one, but I fought it because technically they are ruled as unconstitutional. And if you have to get to those things called the ticket clinic, and they're out there on the internets, and they also advertise a lot. I called them, and they said, "Well, send us a citation number and $75, and we'll take care of it." Boom, best $75 I ever spent in my life. Well, I've spent $75 on something else that was much better, but.
Which amendment is that?
Hell if I know.
Do we know why they're unconstitutional, or we just somebody told us so we fight them?
Yeah. Hey.
There's got to be an amendment out there somewhere.
Normally.
I think it's the privacy, right to privacy. Oh. Is that First Amendment?
No, you also normally have the right to question your accuser. Mm-hmm. And who are you going to question there?
Oh.
A traffic light?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
And also the red light cameras are privately contracted through the government, through the municipality.
Yeah.
It's private contract. It's not no law or nothing. It's just private contract.
It's just somebody who got a contract saying, let me help you raise money, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, let me put these cameras in here. Yeah, it's a money racket like everything else.
And it probably was, I scratch your back, you scratch my back. Somebody was in the office, had a cousin who works for the red light district, red light ticketing people, said, "Hey, man, I get you a job doing this." It deemed unconstitutional. And one other thing which you guys were saying, I'm thinking maybe it also could be included because you can't regulate risk. So I could say that the reason I didn't stop at that red light that one time or through rent because there was a car barreling behind me or there was a car, there was danger around.
So you could lie.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it might have been Renspony's combustion.
Yeah.
You never know.
You're subjected to it.
Yes, serious.
Just about every time you're stopped, those brakes could catch fire.
Oh, yeah. if they have a little wet hay in them, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I just think that's what that was going to happen with these bus red light. I mean, bus cameras are going to put on there. People are going to find those things unconstitutional, even though I am on the side with the rest of the resistance fighters. I think it's a safe bet that I think all school buses maybe should have them, but I think the $300 tag is a little steep, even though I can hear
somebody. Money racket.
Yeah, it might be cheaper just to run the kid over. Yeah,
that's what I'll hear somebody say. It's $300 is cheap compared to the life of a kid. Oh, yeah, bad. I'm going to agree with that.
Take it from me. Don't try and whiz by a school bus.
We would do that. All right, so with that being said, I think let's go ahead and throw in some sponsor activity, please.
Oh, sponsors. I know. I think I have a button for that.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
And we are back. And prepared show notes. Show notes. I have a question that I thought about during this sponsorships segment. Have you guys heard that about this new bill that the administration, and I know we don't talk politics, administration is pushing out about using the app to pay somebody over $600? Now we have to report it to the IRS.
Ah, yes.
They say it used to be $20,000 or 2,000 transactions per account was all good, but now they're saying it's down to $600. If you guys haven't heard about, I need to know what you guys' opinion on that. PW, what's your opinion on that?
Evidently, people were trying to get around paying payroll taxes by paying people using PayPal or Venmo or, you know, things like that. And this way, there was no record of the person's salary.
Transactions.
Yeah.
Gas man?
Yeah, I heard the same thing. But in going after the people who are trying to scam people, they're hurting the little guy. Like, because we used to have a lottery pool we would play through PayPal, pay each other.
Yeah.
They started coming, you know, they're going to get the little guy just trying to play a lottery while trying to get the big guys who are getting away with it. It's just unnecessary overreach, I think.
Miss Billis?
Yeah, how is the IRS going to have the manpower to be able to sift through that many transactions to find if there's something wrong? Because,
well,
you know, paying, you know.
Hopefully they'll be busy with all of that. And, you know, then I can get billions of dollars with nobody to catch me.
Yeah.
Hanging chat.
Yeah, I think it's stupid.
Okay.
I think it's dumb. And it's not, it makes it, like Gas said, I mean, there's other reasons beyond payroll why we send money to each other.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's your own private business, you know.
Yeah, and so let's go ahead.
Well, not anymore, apparently.
Yeah. Wow.
So, and voice of reason, what say you?
Isn't that what Bitcoin is for? To avoid
to hide your money.
Get
around the law. I mean, if you're going to use US dollars.
I want to hear voice explain Bitcoin.
if you're going to use US dollars, okay, you should definitely have to pay tax. But if you want to use Bitcoin, then you should definitely be able to get
Speaking of Bitcoins, Hanging Chat had a great point. Voice of Reason, no one in this panel understands Bitcoin. Could you please explain to us what Bitcoin is?
And don't just whiz by.
I absolutely can explain it to you.
Yeah.
Okay, I come up with a number, and then I sell you that number for a penny, okay? You sell the number back to me for 2 cents, okay? Then I sell it to you for 4 cents. And then we put on the internet that it's quadrupled in 2 days, all right? And then we just keep trading it back and forth until it gets up to like $65,000 per Bitcoin. And people say, look at this. If I can just get that to double, I'll make $65,000 in a week. It's a beautiful scam.
And it all started with
one penny.
No, I think I had to guess between number 1 to 10 what you had. You said, and I said 3.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I can't tell anybody else what it is. I have to secretly tell you what the number is so that you can sell it back to me.
Didn't the sheriff's office get in trouble for that? For a pyramid scheme?
So,
yeah, this is...
Boy, do you put all your money in, like, into gold bars?
I have a lot of money in Southwest stock, Southwest Airlines.
So
that was a big mistake.
Well, at least it's worth nothing now.
No, it's still worth something. I think it'll go back up, but that's hope springs eternal. But there's an actual company to back that up. There's not just kind of a secret number. So don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody what your number is.
So, Hanging Chat, are you satisfied now with the definition of Bitcoin?
Yeah, I think I am.
That's actually one of the best explanations.
Yeah.
I knew more about it now than I did before, I tell you that.
Yeah, really. Serious. And there, okay, so that got me off sidetrack because I had a topic I wanted to talk about. But since I can't think of anything, I think we should do homework topics.
Oh.
Oh.
So
whose homework goes first?
Let's see what Hanging Chad's homework is about.
Okay.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for My New Favorite Thing with Hanging Chad.
Okay.
Yes.
So my new favorite thing is another app. So I'm an iPhone user. I don't know if Samsung has this. I think they have something like it, but Apple has the health app in there where you can log how much water you're drinking. But I never do it because I never think to do it. So I thought, well, why don't I re-engineer this and do this backwards? I want to make sure I'm staying hydrated. I found this app called PNC, like P-E-E-N-C.
Oh, okay.
So what you do is you, every time you pee, and it connects to your Apple Watch, you tap your watch, and by tapping it, it logs your pee. All right? If so much time goes by without peeing, your phone will say, hey, you haven't peed in so many hours. You're probably dehydrated. Go get water. Oh. And I've been doing that for about 2 weeks. I'm a little shoddy. Sometimes I forget. But it is a good reminder to like, oh, yeah, I haven't drank anything in a couple of hours. I probably should go. It works way better than the manual thinking of going and logging your water intake.
See, but when you
how
get...
How is it any different? How is it any different remembering to log your pee and remembering to log your water?
Because you just tap, I don't know if you can do that with water. I don't know if you can just tap water and the health app, I don't think tells you, hey, the last time you logged water was a couple hours ago, log another water.
Mm-hmm.
So the PNC tells you, it says, hey, you haven't peed in a while. So clearly you haven't drank anything in a while. You need to go drink some water. So if you're peeing on a regular, it never notifies you.
Yeah.
It's really actually very smart.
Here's the problem though. For PW and I, our watches would get worn out very
early. Oh, yes.
No, your watches would never go off because you always be peeing.
Yeah, you're always peeing.
But we're always tapping.
Yeah, yeah, yes, exactly.
And that tapping would wear those watches.
Oh, yeah, I got a blister on my finger.
That's the saying. If anyone wants to need a reminder, wants to stay hydrated, maybe they're feeling kind of dehydrated lately, look up PNC. It sounds gross, but it's affection.
Yeah.
N-C-E.
P?
P-N-C. P-E-E-A-A-N-D-S-E-E.
I think it's and. Let me see if it's ampersand.
They named the stadium.
Or whatever. A-N. How do you say that word?
Ampersand. You have it right. Ampersand.
Yeah. So it's P ampersand C.
They named the stadium in Pittsburgh. After that.
Oh my God, that's true.
Yeah.
What? That's so true. The baseball stadium in Pittsburgh is the PNC Park.
Yeah.
The logo oh, is
what a great, what
black
a
and there's a little yellow drop.
Oh my God. Oh, damn. Great homework on that one. All right. So
is there one if you haven't been eating enough food?
I don't know if there's a poop and thief. Yeah,
really.
Google it.
Fat and hungry. I don't know. Starving and greedy. All right, so let's keep it a good job, like man. Mom. Yeah, let's get starving like mom. Let's go ahead and do the little sports action. Gas man, you have any homework, but hold on a second.
What?
I do.
Yeah.
A little bit.
In the world of sports, Mike Tyson bit a man's ear off. I don't know what all the hoopla was about. I've actually bit a man's ear off on several occasions. And I'm not proud of it, but it helped me out of many a jam.
Coming in at 5'9.5", weighing 172 pounds of tallness, could have been a third string starting cornerback if not for his bad arches. You know him, you love him, giving you sports, the Gas Man.
Yeah.
Thank you for the introduction.
And going with the football music, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers pulled off a miraculous comeback.
Oh, man. Were you watching?
Last Monday Night Football in the last seconds of the game. I was watching at the Wing House, and people, it was next to the stadium. People are leaving the stadium, coming to the Wing House because the Bucs were down 16-3 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady, being the GOAT that he is, engineered a fourth quarter comeback with less than a minute left, and the Bucs won the game 17-16, and it was awesome.
It was.
And also, my sports / politics, WNBA star Brittany Griner was released from a Russian prison in the back on American soil.
Yay.
And a prisoner swap for a man named a documentary about star Nicolas Cage, Lord of War. That's all I got for sports.
All right. Well, thank you for the sports segment. And now it's time for This Day in History with Billy's homework.
This Day in History.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
And now, This Day in History, brought to you by Billy.
Billy.
So I have a question for everybody. On this day in history, in 1968, what person became the first black or the first tall person to be ranked number one in what sport? So it's actually two things that there are two questions. It's 1968, somebody becomes the first tall person to be ranked number one in a sport.
I know.
I think.
Well, technically, I think Spike raised his hand first, but now he looks confused.
Yeah.
Pass it to me, Spike. Pass it to me. Pass the ball.
No, okay. To me.
And I pass it to the hanging chair.
All right. It's Jackie Robinson in baseball.
That's way, way, way earlier.
Oh.
Go ahead, Daddy.
Arthur Ashe, tennis.
That is correct.
I would have guessed that one, too.
That is
that goes way back, 68.
Wait. Started in 68, he became the what you said, Billy?
The first tall person to be ranked number one in tennis.
Sport.
He actually made it to number one?
Yeah.
I know he was the first tall guy to win the Wimbledon on one of them things.
But he was ranked number one internationally.
The first
tall person ever to be ranked number one internationally.
Much power to him, but yeah. Much power would have called that fake fish, but okay, good job.
Why fake
Why
fish?
Would you call that fake fish?
Make him rank number one back then?
Yeah.
You don't think tall people can make it to number one?
Oh,
no. They didn't rank people in 68, he didn't think.
Yeah. I mean, when Jesse Owens was the fastest thing in the Olympics, was he ranked as the best person there? No.
Who won the gold medal?
Right, yes. But I'm saying,
they didn't rank people that way in that sport. In tennis, it's a long-standing tradition that there are international rankings. That it's not just the tournament where you place in the tournament, but the same way they do in NASCAR, that they rank people for their year's performance. Well.
And golf.
Arthur Ashe. Right, golf. Exactly. And Arthur Ashe became the first number one ranked tall tennis player in the world.
That was a great, great homework segment. And I want to apologize to all the tall communities. Good job for them doing that. Keeping up with the homework. Moving on, it's time for what really grinds my gears.
You know what really grinds my gears? This Lindsay Lohan. Eh? Lindsay Lohan with all those little outfits. Jumping around here on stage, half naked with your little outfits. You know? You're up there jumping around, and I'm just sitting here with my beer. You know what really grinds my gears? People in the 19th century. You! Why don't they get with the freaking program? It's called an automobile, folks. It's much faster than a horse. You know what really grinds my gears? You, America. And that, people, is what grinds my gears. Tom?
And now, it's time for What Grinds My Gears by the Voice of Reason.
You know what really grinds my gears?
a bad clutch.
Oh, yeah. Oh. But, the worst.
My pet peeve for the week is for a year now, they've been doing construction, staging construction from the little dead end street in front of my house. I'm the only house, and they come and they dump big piles of crushed concrete. And the concrete, as they roll over it with the high lift, these great big wheels, turns to powder. And that powder is inside my house. It's in my eyes. I taste it inside my house. And it's been a year now of this, and it's getting kind of old.
Can you? I would file a complaint.
Yeah, isn't it toxic?
Oh, yeah.
It can start, you can get silicosis from it.
And it can start consponeous punctunction.
Yeah. You can get silicosis from it, and apparently if it gets down in your lungs, it kind of like concrete, it just stays there.
Ooh.
And poor George was trying to sweep his porch, but it made too much dust when he swept that he couldn't sweep it.
So he just passed away?
No, he's got to figure out a way to mop it or figure out the way to wet it down to get it off his porch.
Oh,
be careful! It's all over everything. It's inside the house. You go like this, and that's concrete.
Don't get any water on the hay, though.
Yeah, serious. Yeah.
That's my own personal thing. It's not, nobody else really is concerned with that. It's
no,
just
no.
Me.
Listen,
I'm concerned with that because I'm concerned for your health.
Yeah.
You should tell somebody this, Mr. Boyce. You should tell somebody this, like people who are doing this, they're faulty. Yeah.
Oh, I have.
Get on a radio show and tell everyone.
And for their part, they are wetting down the roads. They're trying to keep them soaked. But that even on the weekends, the roads dry out and traffic goes by and kicks up the dust. And but they are doing things to mitigate it. They're wetting down the road. They bring a water truck in and wet the dust down. So they're trying, but at the same time, it's really gotten old.
Hey, you know what's equally just as dangerous? A shoddy clutch.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, oh, that will grind your... Oh, my
gears,
gosh.
Yeah.
Nothing grinds your gears like that.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm sorry for your gear grinding there, Voice of Reason. I hope we can get something that will be done about that. But let's keep it moving on in great homework segment, guys. So, what we haven't also done in a while is the big A word of the day.
Oh, okay. I should mention to Billy, if you get if you get muted, unmute yourself.
Okay.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day.
Oh, man. Perfect. Okay. Perfection.
Okay. This is what we're going to do from this day forward after the word of the day. I want all the resistance fighters to close their eyes while the song is being played, the jingle is being played. That way you will be able to hear when the ooh is supposed to come in. Because, Voice of Reason, was she on time?
Yeah, I thought that was really a good one.
Hanging Chad?
Yeah.
I'm not sure yet, Spike.
I'll let you know. Gas Man?
Yeah.
And PWs?
Yeah, as I said, it was perfect.
Okay, yeah, no, perfect. What I did was I closed my eyes and I listened to the song. She was more than a squash early.
Yeah, but if you close your eyes, you can't see the ooh, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no. She was a squash early, because let me reenact this.
And when your eyes are closed, you can't see how late your ears are.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Yeah, but no.
It really takes both.
When you close your eyes, it enhances your other senses.
It enhances, yeah.
You know, like, enhances.
Yeah, put more hats on them.
Yeah.
And so,
my God.
Sometimes it's
consponious.
Sometimes with electronics, it will actually pick up your voice before you even say the word. So you gotta take that into
account. Okay, well, too. I thought that she was a little early, and I'm going to reenact this again one more time. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Ooh, ooh.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I didn't do it that
bad. No, it wasn't that bad.
Wow.
It was pretty good.
Perfect. Yes, again.
That's it. That's a more accurate portrayal. And that was really good.
Did you guys have your eyes closed?
Oh,
God.
All right. All right, everybody, wait. All right, everyone.
Do it one more time.
No, everyone, okay, close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Come on, let me see. Everybody's eyes closed.
Here we go.
That's perfect.
There we go. See, that was some audio evidence that she was early because you heard boom, or.
That was for the recording from a very long time ago.
So you've been early a lot. All right, so here comes the big A word of the day. And I have to preface this. I'm going to play this three times in what, PW?
We're not to make any sounds until you've said it three times.
Right. Three times. That way we can all get a clear hearing of this thing. So actually, if you close your eyes, you can hear it better.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay, everybody.
Here comes the big A word of the day.
Everybody.
Lacrimose.
Wait.
All right, that'd be the first time.
Lacrimose.
And that's second time.
Lacrimose.
That's the third time.
Lacrimose. That is the big A word of the day. And we go around and we have to ask the resistance fighters, do you guys know what lacrimose is? And I'll start out with you, Miss Billis.
I've heard the word, but I can't think of the definition right now.
So
I'm going to say no.
Here we go. How about you, Voice of Reason?
That's when you've done something wrong and you just don't even care.
You lack the most. Yep. How about you, Gas Man?
I don't know what it is, but it sounds like a medical condition.
Ooh, there you go. And Hanging Chadman?
Isn't that that new milk?
It's new milk.
That's if you don't like it.
Yeah.
You know, if your body can't handle real milk.
And PWs, do you know what
lacrimose
is?
Well, I think we all lack something, but one of us lacrimose.
Lacrimose. Well, see, ladies and gentlemen, we're trying to educate the resistance fighters, and all these guys have gotten the answer not right.
Oh.
I'm not going to say they're wrong. Just not right, because lacrimose is a term to describe someone who tends to cry often or sometimes sets the trend to cause other people to cry.
And what's wrong with that?
Lacrimose.
Lacrimose. That is the big
what's wrong with that? You're making something special about that.
It's okay, P-Dub.
You're going to make me cry.
All right. So we don't have that much time left, but I'm going to do just a question of the day.
All right.
Do you do a topic change of music or anything like that?
All right, here we go.
Pick it up.
All right, here we go. We've done everything we could do. Now we're going to stop and do a question of the day.
Everybody close your eyes.
And I want you guys to think about this. And not in a, just think about this.
Right.
If you're in a situation where there's you and maybe one person in the house, or there's two people in the house, you and another person, and one person is sick, everybody follow me so far?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who do you think should control the thermostat in the house? Think about it now. If there's two people in the house and one person is sick, who do you think should control the thermostat in the house?
Okay. I have strong opinions on this.
All right, so we'll start out with you, PWs.
I think the healthy person should control the thermostat. This way they don't get sick too.
Oh, good answer. Good answer on there. How about you, Miss Kim?
My name's not Kim.
Kim is Billy.
I agree with my father. I think the healthy person should control it, because the healthy person knows what an actual for real comfortable temperature is, where the sick person can't tell because their body's all screwed up.
Oh, good one. Gas Man?
I was going to say the same thing Billy said. The healthy person can better have a better understanding of a regulated temperature, a real temperature, because their body is in sync.
Oh, how about you, Hanging Chad?
The sick person. And you want to fight me on that? Then I'll put some cough on you. Because next week, you're going to be wanting to control thermostat. So the sick person wins.
Okay. And Voice of Rizion?
Yeah. Did you say there were three people are in the house, or one sick person and one very selfish person?
Ooh. Ooh.
Seriously, good point, boys.
Yeah. So you say who they should control?
The sick person, of course. I mean, you have to help. I mean, you're laying there shivering.
Yeah.
And the other person says, why is it so hot in here? Let's turn the air conditioner on. Yeah.
Ah, so we have a 3-2 vote on this.
I have a comment for that. Why should both people be uncomfortable?
I think it should go by layers of suffering.
The sick person's going to be uncomfortable no matter what. Why do both people have to be uncomfortable?
Exactly. Yes,
even if the sick person has to die.
Right. So let's see what Hanging Chad had to say, because he had a good point, I think.
Because the sick person is already suffering, and you're adding on to that.
Yeah. By creating your own suffering.
By being selfish.
By suffering yourself.
That voice has a point.
Yes. There you go. Gasman, now that you heard some arguments about that, do you want to change your vote?
No, the healthy person controls the temperature.
Thank you.
And I also think it's very easy to make this comment when you're not sick. Get sick, and you will be on the other end of it.
Fight the power.
That's why I live by myself.
Good point.
Fight the power.
You live by yourself because clearly you're selfish.
Yes.
About the temperature.
Serious. Don't touch my thermostat. But listen, I'm on the side of voice and Hanging Chad.
Because you're sick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But here's
because
the thing.
You're ill. Yeah. You want to make the rest of your family suffer.
But I'm saying
Not the rest of your family, just that one selfish person. He said two people.
Yeah. But so here's the thing. The healthy person, they are in control of us faculty. They're comfortable. Everything is good for them.
No, they're not comfortable. Once you screw up the temperature, they're going to get sick.
No.
See, you're making my father lacrimose. You can't
like
do
somebody
that.
Somebody getting into an accident and they no longer can walk and they need you to push them, but you don't want to push them because that's too hard.
Slow you down.
Yeah, my shoulders
no, that's
hurt.
Not the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. It's
selfishness. It's the lack of awareness and care for your fellow man.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Why aren't you not trying
Thank
to
you,
make the sick, why aren't you not trying to make the sick person comfortable? Why are you so concerned about making yourself comfortable?
So everybody else in the house has to be uncomfortable so the sick person is comfortable.
Billy, you're ignoring the premise.
Billy, you will be sick one day.
Yes.
I know.
And then you're going to want somebody to...
And there's only two people
in
the house.
I can put blankets on me, or I can get in a cold shower if I'm hot. I'm not going to make everybody else super hot or super cold because I'm sick.
Yeah.
I see your point of there's 12 people in the house, but the premise was there's only one person that's sick and one very selfish person.
But Billy, let's say you're sick.
No, one strong person who grabs you by the shirt and says, I'll give you something to be sick about.
Yeah, I'm out.
But Billy,
thanks. Billy, goodbye.
If you're dying and you're sick, who's going to make the chicken noodle soup for you? You're not going to do it. You're going to hope somebody will make it for you,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
You're relying on the healthy person to do something good for you to make you better.
I need to be comfortable while they're cooking my food.
Exactly.
What if cooking your chicken soup inconveniences them?
Nope. I think that I'm breaking the tie vote.
There is no tie.
There is a tie.
Oh, yeah.
There's no tie that can be broken because it's three to three.
I'm sorry, but I think Spike should be allowed to break any tie.
Yes.
Even one that he's counted in already?
Yes.
There's something on your nose.
Yeah.
All right, so let's call Kim.
Uh-oh.
All
right.
Yeah.
Can we call Kim? I can call her.
Oh, I know which way Kim would go.
We have 1 minute, you guys. 1 minute.
We can't call her.
All right. Kim's a nice person. She would have voted with us.
So let's do this. Hey, so what stuck with you today, PW?
Spontaneous combustion.
Miss Billy?
That it's all about Spike.
Gas man?
My ex-girlfriend who cried and got her way all the time was locking her.
Voice of Reason.
What a great show. I think this was like the number one best show we've had
except for, you know, and I'm glad everybody disagreed on that last
Shut him up.
Yeah, really.
That public holiday commercials are lacrimose.
Yeah, really. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Spike on the Mic Show. Love all y'all.